You're listening to Up Your Game, a weekly show designed to turn dreams into goals and goals into reality. Here's your host, entrepreneur and content creator, De Niro B.
What is going on, Game Changers? De Niro B here with another episode of Up Your Game. Today, we're going to talk about staying true to your potential, okay? So it's Saturday, or today may be actually Sunday. I've been pre-recording these at the beginning of every week. So I think it's Sunday today when this episode goes out. But the most important thing is for you to always remember that if you want to become an entrepreneur, if you want to take your life to the next level, you got to stop thinking about weekdays, weekends. There's 7 days in a week. Do what you got to do to become who you want to become, period. Don't get influenced by people that will tell you, oh, it's Saturday, you have to take it easy, or it's Sunday, you have to take it easy, because those people may have done more than you during the week, or may have smaller goals than you have. Depending on what you want from life, you have to be acceptant of the fact that it will take hard work, even on Sundays, even on Saturdays. With that said, you don't have to hate what you do. As a matter of fact, I absolutely love what I do every single day, and that is what I want you to get at. I want you to get to the point where work doesn't feel like work. It just feels like you becoming who you want to become, okay? So point number one, inch out of your comfort zone every single day a bit more. We talked about getting better every single day, one of these latest episodes. And today I want to say, get out of your comfort zone, because if you don't get out of your comfort zone every single day, you're not going to get better. How can you get better if you keep on doing something that you already know how to do? Sure, you can get better at what you already know how to do, but life is not only about that one thing. It's always about experiencing new things. It's always about exploring new possibilities. So if you're able to get out of your comfort zone every day a bit more, even the fact of, let's say, for example, me doing this podcast, I don't just sit down and go through the motions. I don't go through the motions, meaning like, oh, today it's Monday, I have to record 6 episodes and then I'm going to move on to the next thing. I always try to add something more. I always try to make it sound a bit better. That is what it means to get out of your comfort zone every day. If you don't know how to do something, tweak it and just make it happen. And you'll see that it will feel a bit hard, but that compounding, you know, situation of you getting better every single day a bit will definitely have lasting, very, very lasting consequences in your life. Point number two, accept new challenges when they arise. You know, a lot of people that retreat when something hard gets harder. I want you to condition your mind that anytime that something gets harder, anytime that life throws you something at you, you're not going to think, oh, I'm going to stop. You're going to double down so that you can make that task, you know, happen. I'm going to give you an example, actually. It happened today. I was recording 3 episodes and all of a sudden I realized that the recording device that I'm using was actually faulty and the sound was all messed up and I couldn't use those 3 episodes. I and my wife are moving to Italy in the next literally 10 days, basically. I have so many other things to do. And for a spare second, I thought, well, I'm not going to record right now. I'll figure that out later. I have so many other things to do. Forget about it. Right away, I said to myself, what am I thinking, De Niro? Go back, re-record them even better than before. And yes, the beginning was kind of hard because I was like, I spent so much time recording 3 episodes and I have nothing to show for it. But when I re-recorded them, when I re-listened to them, and I'm like, hey, these are actually better than the original ones that I recorded this morning. See, that's the thing. Once you accept these new challenges when they arise and you make them yours, it becomes like a game. Stop thinking about life as something that's just smooth and it's going to happen to you. You want to accept these challenges, make them part of your life, gamify them so that anything that comes your way becomes literally a challenge that you are glad to take on. Point number three, invite new kinds of problems in your life. This is something that I learned from the 10X rule by Grant Cardone. He talks about the fact that when you get new problems in life, that's a good sign that you're progressing. So don't be afraid of new problems. You want to have bigger new problems every single day. That means you're going somewhere. Think about it. So some people will tell you, oh, it's going to be hard for me, whatever it is. Just tell them, guys, have you ever had a problem like this in life before? No. Well, that means that you're probably reaching out to more people. That means that your business is growing. That means that your schedule is fuller. That means that you're getting better, because now once you solve these bigger problems, you are going to be much better from a mental perspective, attitude perspective, and so on and so forth. Point number four, realize that life is just a game. Just play it. And this is really, you know, the point that ties them all in. Just like I said earlier, if you see life as struggle, if you see life as a problem that you need to overcome and, you know, it's hard, you're going to see life that way. It's not going to be exciting. Think about it. But if you gamify life, if anytime that something arises, you turn that into a game, say, hey, I want to see how well I can solve this issue. Anything that comes your way will become not easier, but it will become more pleasant. Think about that. If you are someone that is passionate about a sport, you know that sport is actually a lot of, you know, it's hard. Whatever sport that is, soccer, basketball, there's going to be a lot of, you know, problems. There's going to be injuries. It's going to be, you know, sweating for 3 hours during practice and then doing it again every single day. But people that do it don't feel like they're hating their lives. They're loving life because they gamify, because it is a game. And I got news for you. You can turn your own life into a basketball game, into a soccer game, into the game that you like the most. Once you turn your life into that game, all you need to do is realize that anything that comes your way can be handled as a game, can be handled as a puzzle, okay, to solve. And that automatically will make you feel better about yourself, and you will be able to stay true to your potential. So I hope you enjoyed this episode. And until next time, up your game.